a better life. We turn to our resident experts for that sort of information.
Yeah, we sent the topic up before we went into the break. Kidney cysts, what are they? And or renal cysts, I guess we could call those. And we're going to find out right now with Dr. Brent Sharp. He's one of our resident experts. We always appreciate him having him aboard today. Okay, we're going to learn something here. At least I am today. Something Bill hasn't taught me because he knows most everything.
I had not heard of this myself, so, all right, so I'm ready to take notes.
Renal cyst or kidney cyst, what are they, Dr. Sharp?
Good morning, guys. Renal cysts are benign fluid-filled sacs that occur on the kidney. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is I see this very commonly. They're very common in patients, and they cause a lot of stress and concern on the patients for undue reasons. And that's just because of, just like you're talking about, a lot of people haven't heard of them. They get really concerned when they find things in their body that are not normal or told by their primary care or going to get a referral to a specialist. You know, most people make that leap to the obviously concern over a cancer diagnosis. And what I'd like to do this morning is reassure patients this is something that they initially should not worry about.
How are you able to determine the two, through imaging, or do you actually have to do further testing, invasive, or how does that work?
Yeah, actually, renal cysts are typically found because you had an x-ray for some other reason. So it's an incidental finding, and they're typically categorized from one of four classes by usually either ultrasound or CT scan. And then they end up just based on the criteria we know from those two x-rays, we typically can determine whether they're simple or not simple. And sometimes they may need another x-ray like a CT scan, a more specific directed scan at that issue. Again, they got it because they were not having that and they didn't know about it. So sometimes we have to do that, but usually the majority of time they come to my office and I tell them this is a real simple cyst. We know that based on criteria from the image that they've already had, and they most time don't need any follow-up. If they do need some follow-up, it's just maybe 6 months to a year. So patients really hear this diagnosis. I hope it is. They'll just take a deep breath and come see us and let us reassure them. But usually there's nothing to do.
All right. Now, is there then a percentage or that every once in a while something that is a little more serious?
Well, yes. You know, I talked about classes. So they're 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1 and 2s we don't do anything about. Those are those simple cysts that have criteria by x-ray that meet those, or excuse me, that look and meet the criteria of simple cysts. And then there are cysts that are 3s and 4s. Really, 3s and 4s are typically more a solid mass, and that is when you're going to get concerned and typically err on the side of caution because of the high incidence of cancer associated with them. For example, a simple cyst, almost zero chance of cancer. 2 is probably less than 10%. Class 3 is 50%, and then class 4 would be 90%. And again, we typically make that differential. 3 and 4s are going to come out. 1 and 2s, we're going to watch. Actually, 1s we don't even need to watch, but 2s we'll watch. So.
Yeah, and I'm curious about with these, you say they're benign, they don't cause any problems, the 1s and the 2s. So you don't know that you've got them unless you accidentally find them. In other words, no pain, discomfort, or any other signs.
There is rarely any symptoms from a renal cyst. And it's funny, the reason I decided to do this is because about every other year I'll have to operate on a renal cyst. They say, wait a minute, you said you don't need any treatment, but you got to think about it. I see 10 to 15 a day, and I'm operating on 1 every 2 years. If they get really, really large, they can press on other structures, and they can get some vague, nonspecific, dull pain, which means patients say, well, I just kind of ache a little bit. We do all the workup, and we don't blame the cyst. Everything else is negative. In that rare situation, you might intervene on the cyst, which would be simply either drain it or what I describe as unroofing. You just simply take the top off of it. It's a relatively benign procedure, but it's still a procedure, and we try to avoid that at all costs.
What about the age of people that have these?
They're very, very common. I used to quote 50% of people over 50 have a cyst, and what I would say is I know you, neither one of you guys have gotten to 50 yet, but when you do, one of you is going to have them. But the true incidence now in most recent day is probably about 25 to 30% of people over the age of 50 are going to have them.
Well, I hate for Bill to experience this before I do, and that's going to be just something,
you know,
Dr. Sharp.
Dr. Sharp, you're a great doctor, you're a great urologist, but you're not a really good judge of age. But we appreciate the fact that we've at least fooled you. So.
Oh, man, Brent, that's funny.
Our bodies tell a different story.
So does mine.
Well, this is good information here, and really what you do is when you just keep your regular checkups going. I mean, that's really, so many times we say this, but it really is the name of the game. If you're continuing to do, and that's something I got to do. You know, I got to get on the schedule, make sure my checkups are better along these lines.
Well, as I tell people, knowing is a lot better than not knowing.
Yes.
No matter what the issue, and most of the time, as we've just talked about, there's nothing to worry about. And I love telling my patients that. You know, they pay me to worry. That's what I tell my patients. Let us worry. Just come see us. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to go see doctors, and I understand. I don't like to go to the doctor either. But it sure beats the alternative.
Amen to that.
Dr. Sharp's with us each month to bring a new issue in front of us, something that we need to be aware of. And fortunately, this morning, it's one of those you feel a little bit better about hearing about. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put your mind at ease.
And you go see Dr. Brent, and you're going to take years off your, you know.
If
the doctor says you're an age, I'm going with the doctor
here. He's the expert, after all, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
Only as old as you feel, right?
Well, that's very true. I totally agree with you on that. There you go. And this will make you feel younger as well. Hey, Dr. Brent, you know, it's a pleasure always having you aboard. We bring great information to us. We appreciate you and your whole practice.
Well, thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too, my friend. You too.